The possibility that people from the Republic might be advised not to cross the border over Christmas and the death of Diego Maradona are the two stories which dominate your front pages this morning. Those comments regarding the border, which were made by the Taoiseach yesterday, generate the lead story in today's Irish Independent, Irish Examiner and Irish News. The Examiner leads with the line that a spokesman for the Taoiseach quickly moved to rule out the suggestion, while the Irish News reports that Sinn Féin and the SDLP have called for clarity on the situation. And in a piece in today's Independent, Philip Ryan suggests that whether by design or by chance, Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar have developed a good cop, bad cop routine as the government prepares its exit strategy. A picture of footballing legend Diego Maradona is carried on the front of every paper this morning. The lead headlines in the Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Sun and Herald all make a play on the phrase hand of God, used to describe that infamous goal which knocked England out of the World Cup in 1986. Niall Quinn is quoted describing him as the best player in the world ever in the Mirror, while the Herald runs with a quote from Pelé in which he says, "One day I hope we will play soccer together in the sky." Elsewhere in the front pages, the Irish Times leads with the line that the French government is laying claim to a €5 billion compensation fund set aside for the countries likely to be hardest hit by Brexit, of which Ireland had hoped to get the lion's share. Naomi O'Leary quotes an EU diplomat saying that certain member states began to see this whole fund as a sort of fish compensation fund, almost exclusively for fish and almost exclusively for France. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports on the death yesterday of Patricia Carrick, less than a month after she received a state apology from the Taoiseach for her misdiagnosis. The paper also reports that more than 400 other women are currently suing the state over alleged failures in cervical screening. The Irish Farmers Journal leads today with the line that Christmas buying and Brexit stockpiling are driving demand for beef. Back in the front of the Times, Kitty Holland reports on the case of a four-year-old boy who was left in hospital for more than 2 years despite being medically fit for discharge. The Examiner has front-page stories about a plan to amalgamate the key stakeholders in Cork GAA as part of a bid to tackle the €33 million debt on Parkquith, and the appointment of Labour Court Chairman Kevin Foley as a mediator in the Debenhams dispute. A number of today's papers report that the Oireachtas Education Committee will hear a submission today from the Irish Second Level Students' Union, which reports that Leaving Cert students face burnout as a result of constant testing which is being done in schools in case calculated grades are used again next year. The fact that we'll be finding out about the lifting of the current restrictions immediately before tomorrow night's Late Late Toy Show generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star. And indeed, yesterday's reveal that the wonderful world of Roald Dahl is to be the theme of this year's show receives coverage in all of today's papers, alongside pictures of Ryan Tuberty dressed as fantastic Mr. Fox. And finally, most of today's papers report on the latest funding round being undertaken by Stripe, the company founded by Limerick brothers Patrick and John Collison. We're told that the valuation, which is currently being put on the company, could be as high as $100 billion, which, according to Adrian Weckler in today's Independent, would make Stripe the most valuable Irish-founded firm in history.